Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back at our studios in Midtown into the 10 o'clock hour, Sam Crenshaw and Chris Parker with you for your high school scoreboard show on this Friday night. A lot of games are going final around the state. We just told you in the last hour about the big win for the Lambert team. We heard from their coach Tommy Watson, talking about the big win for them, and there's some other games that have gone final around the state. And once he won up the road, Commerce was a winner tonight. They beat Franklin County 30-0. Commerce, and just move right along. They've been one of those teams that they're always consistent, always one of the teams you have to look out for, playoff hunt.
Yeah,
and,
they sure are.
They look like they're there again this year.
Yep, Stars Mill defeated Griffin tonight, Sam, 28-20.
I think that was down at Griffin, too,
Big win down at Griffin, that's right. Stars Mill with the big road win, 28-20 over Griffin.
Hard to get a win down there. That's a tough place to go and play, Coach. I was going to say Callaway, a team that we saw lose to Harrison County last week, they bounced back this week with a win. They get Bremen 35-7. That's kind of Callaway saying, all right, we're bouncing back after that loss last week.
Yeah, Callaway, they'll be back. They'll be back, definitely. Colquitt County's taking the lead over Camden, 28-21 now. It looks like in the fourth, Colquitt 28, Camden 21.
You expect that game to be that close?
Yeah, I mean, it's two really good programs. I mean, Coach Heron's going to have Camden ready to go.
Yeah.
Colquitt's really good. You know, when you get in that 7A Region 1, I don't know that there's any score that would surprise me. When the game's close, I mean, it would surprise me when they're not. Lee County, in a game that was close, and Lee's now pulled away, a game that would have been buzzer-worthy had it gone the other way.
Yep.
Lee County beat Houston County 29-9. That's a final now.
That was a tight game for a time.
Yep.
A very close game for a while. I got a fourth quarter score. Brooks is leading Charlton County 42-7.
Brooks got him a team.
Yeah, he does.
Coach Freeman.
Coach Freeman's doing a good job down there. Buford's a winner, 37-0. They get by Shiloh tonight. Calhoun over Woodland Cartersville, 52-6. Calhoun, we watched them get an impressive win last week, and they were winners again this week.
Yeah, Calhoun's got a good team. Lassiter's up over Osborne 16-3 in the fourth quarter. Lassiter over Osborne. Pebblebrook commanding lead 31-14 over Campbell. Looks like Pebblebrook's going to move to 7-0-1, Sam.
They're moving right along, and I tell you what, I wrote something this week about them. The school, the gym, the stadium, and the team are all works in progress. I mean, you got to find your way around that place. They got so many places where they got construction going up on new buildings. They're building a new gym. And, Coach, the gym is going to be set up kind of like, I don't know if you've been to Lithia Springs, where the press box, you go inside the gym to get to the press box.
Yeah.
They're going to have one of them over at Pebblebrook. But right now, they got one of the big, huge shipping containers, freight shipping containers, and they cut out four windows in it, and that's the press box. Or right now. But when they get it all done, one teacher says, all going to be done in 2023. He said, that's what they tell me.
I think Coach Hood might need to be asking if, because it's close to the gym, are we going to get some of them Pebblebrook basketball players out there? Because, man, they got some basketball
Coach Washington has done a tremendous job with the basketball program there at Pebblebrook. But, you know, it's just like we saw with Coach Woolrich, who came from Hardaway down to South Atlanta. He comes to metro area to a school that's known for basketball, and he finds some guys who want to come out and play football. You know what I mean? So I remember one thing Coach Hood said, I'm glad you guys are playing football, but I want to know who are my football players.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says he's happy to see that some guys have become football players in that program.
Well, they sure have. If they beat East Coweta like they did last week and they won seven games, he's found some.
He really has found something. I think 06 – was the last year that school won 9 games. They won a region championship. Last time they won a region championship, they won 9. They run the table. They'll repeat that this year.
How about that? South Gwinnett's a winner tonight, 32-14 over Peachtree Ridge. Big win for South Gwinnett. Congrats to them. West Forsyth gets their win tonight over Forsyth Central. So West Forsyth did come back and get the win. Looks like that's West Forsyth's, as the program, total 100th win.
Okay.
So congratulations.
Congratulations to the Wolverines. Big win that they're able to get there tonight and a landmark milestone win. Harris County, 48-24. That's the final. Their winners over McIntosh. So that was one that we were watching as well. Harrison County, 49-14. That game is a final now. Their winners over Temple tonight. So Harrison County with another win.
Two finals outside the metro area that you'll want to know about, Sam. Northside, Warner Robins beats Valdosta, 13-10.
Wow.
Yeah, you think there was some hitting going on out there?
Big time. Big time.
13-10. That's one of them old school scores like back in our day.
Yep.
Thomasville beat Cook tonight, 28-13. That's, you know, Cook's got a good team. I don't know how people keep up with them down there, but Thomasville's really good. Coach Grade's got them going. They're going to be a force down there in AA. Big win tonight. Looks like Maris got the win over Arabia Mountain, 38-0.
Okay, got a couple other schools that have shutout games. One is Rockmart beating Murray County, 72-0 in that
72.
One. 72. They put up 72 points tonight in that one. And Morgan County with a shutout over Richmond Academy, 32-0. Final in that one going out I-20 east from town for that particular game.
Looks like we got a Twitter message telling us that Grovetown showed some grit, but Alcovey wins 43-20 over Grovetown. So looks like that game's gone final.
All right. That's the other one as we check some other finals. And then we got Prince Avenue over George Walton Academy, 61-0. Prince Avenue Christian with the win in that game tonight.
How about this one? Bleckley County has taken a 9-6 lead over Northeast with 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
That's been a low scoring
9-6. Remember when Alabama and LSU played a 9-6?
Remember that one.
I guess this is one of those. I wonder if that's touchdowns or field goals. I wonder how they got a touchdown and a safety, but 9-6. And that's two really good teams. Two very good teams. Keeping it more in the metro area, we'll go Christian Heritage 17, Darlington 14.
Okay.
Late in the fourth quarter. That's two really good single A teams. Christian Heritage up in Dalton and Darlington out in Rome. Two really solid programs battling it out.
Yep, two teams having tremendous seasons. All right, Day-Day Lewis has an update for us. Let's check in with him for the latest from down in Fayette County in Riverdale.
This is a live sideline report.
Sam and Chris, Day-Day Lewis for Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show. Here with your update from Fayette County High School, and it's Riverdale in full control of this one. Up 24-7 midway through the fourth quarter. A key play for the Riverdale defense would be when Fayette County was backed up deep inside their own 10-yard line in a shotgun formation. Ball snapped, and it would go over the quarterback's head into the end zone. DeJuan Thurman for the Raiders recovering it in the end zone for the touchdown. And once again, your score, 24-7, 6:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. But again, it looks like Riverdale's in control of this one, looking like they're going to pull off this win. Of course, 6 minutes, it's a decent amount of time. Can they pull off a comeback, Fayette County, that is? We'll keep you updated on this one for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. I'm Day-Day Lewis with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, there's Day-Day Lewis with an update from down that game. And I look like Riverdale's going to hang on and get the win in that one, Coach.
Yeah, that's going to be a good win for them. Good win for Riverdale. Fayette County still trying to close that gap. Looks like they closed it a little bit, but still got some work to do there for Coach Davis and his team. So, you know, what it's all about. But the region's starting to take shape, and looks like they're going to get that win.
Yep, got some other final scores to report tonight. North Cobb Christian, 49-0 over Walker. That one's a final. Wesleyan, 34-0 over Hebron Christian. That one is a final as well.
Warner Robins got to 21-29. So Ware County has 29, Warner Robins 21. They're creeping back up there. Warner Robins not going away easily.
You can't until all the time is out with that particular team, the way they played this season. We got Southwest DeKalb, a winner, 48-0 over Stone Mountain. Stratford Academy over Strong Rock Christian, 41-0 in that one. Swainsboro over Bacon County, 54-0. Some scores that are of games that are all going Final Four. Jeff Davis, one of the top ranked teams in the state, 37-8 winners over Toombs. Final score there.
Couple of heartbreaking close ones for me anyway. Pickens lose the missed a field goal at the end of the game.
Really?
To lose to the Randy McMichael Suns, not the Peach County ones.
Not Peach
but
County.
But the Central Carrollton. Yeah, 20, Pickens 17. Congrats, Central Carrollton. And then Cherokee, you know, was down all night and came back and beat Etowah 14-13. So great win for Cherokee, heartbreaking loss for Etowah.
You got that Riverwood final now, 35-28, Riverwood over Creekview.
Yeah, so tough loss there. And you heard me say Etowah went 14-13, Cherokee comes back to win. Got him at the end.
Etowah looked like they were trying to get that win.
Yeah,
you were already, you had the buzzer.
I was ready. It's sitting right here. Hey, we got a final, though. We ready, though.
You got one? Uh-oh.
Ware County, 29. Warner Robins 21.
Warner Robins goes down.
Warner Robins going down.
Boom.
I'm jinxing these folks. I pumped them up so much they lost. But I pumped Ware County up too now.
Yeah, you do.
And that's a great – I mean, just shows the quality of play of these teams. You know, Coffey's liable to beat one of them next week. You know,
right.
The level of play of all these teams in that region, just phenomenal. And congrats to Coach Strickland, Ware County, and the Gators.
Yep.
When I talked to him in the summer, he told me it's the only place where they play high school football where Babe Ruth hit a home run.
Wow.
He used to play ball down there, and Babe Ruth played down there, hit a home run. We'll have to get him on sometime. We'll tell that story.
Okay.
But what a great win for Ware County tonight. Back-to-back wins over Coffey and Warner Robins.
That is big.
Wow.
That is really big. And they're showing what they're capable of doing down there. They won't sneak up on anybody. You
know, no.
You face that team. You know they're going to give you a tough time, but, man, after doing what they've done the last 2 weeks, pretty amazing stuff. Got a final score out in Rockdale County Heritage over Rockdale tonight, 38-8, the final score in that game. Creekside is 1 over Banneker, 41-0 final score. Creekside just continues to roll.
Yeah, Brookwood, 28-6, winners over Newton.
That's a big.
That's a big win for Brookwood. Congratulations to Coach Jones, his team. Looks like in a game that I'm sure Dylan's going to tell us about in a minute, Kennesaw Mountain gets the win.
Kennesaw Mountain did get the win.
21-17 over Pope.
Man, and they were down.
They were down.
Came with a big second-half effort, and they come back and win that one. That was big. I think what you said was true, that maybe they still had a bit of a hangover from last week, losing that game to South Cobb, a team that was getting their first victory, which was big for South Cobb, but you know, something like that happens at this stage of the season. You've had the kind of success that Kennesaw Mountain, and you've beaten the teams that you feel like you really need to beat in your region to put yourself in the driver's seat. And oops, you know.
Well, and they're just kids. You know, they're just kids. They feel these emotions and they're disappointed and whatever. And sometimes getting back in at halftime, Sam, they got back in there at halftime, kind of regroup, calm down for a minute. Let's just go out there and play some ball. We're the better team. We're going to win. You know, that's what you're telling these guys. And, you know, Coach did a good job getting them ready, coming out.
Yeah. We're going to hear from a coach, one of our winning coaches, coming up next, along with some more scores and some reports from our reporters as we continue on this Friday night. In the background, Lamar County High School Band playing for you as we head to break. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back inside the studios here in Midtown Atlanta, Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, glad you're with us for the High School Scoreboard Show here on this Friday night. So glad you've been joining our scores, our updates that we've had from the games around the Metro Atlanta area. We have more of them coming up for you as more games are going final. But right now we have a guest we want to have on the show from a game that went final. Fellowship Christian with the win over Kings Ridge tonight. And joining us is the head coach of the Paladins of Fellowship Christian, Coach Tim McFarland. Welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show.
Thank you, Sam. How are you?
I'm here, and I got Chris Parker here in studio with me. And we're glad to get you on this show, Coach. You know, I kind of tried, but you had some others. You had a prior commitment for your Friday nights.
Well, we're having fun, you know. And you guys are, too. You know, Friday night football in Georgia is a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it sure is, Coach. It's good to talk to you again, and I appreciate you giving me this opportunity by getting back in coaching. So thanks a lot for that.
Chris.
How's it going, Coach? How you liking it?
It's good, Chris. As you know, you and I have talked, and I just love being in the Roswell community, and we've just had fun. I couldn't ask for anything more. So. This has been fun. Al Morrell, was here and just did a wonderful job and graduated a great group of kids that they had a lot of success here. And so it may not have been the smartest thing in the world to take this job, but it's been good. Now they graduate a lot. We've got seven seniors, which is not a big class, but they're all in. And so we're things are starting to move pretty good for us now. We've got about a half dozen coaches that were with me over at BT, and they had kind of gotten out and retired, and we're all older. So we got a bunch of grumpy old men hanging around these kids, and they're doing okay with it.
Oh, that's great, Coach. That's great.
You were facing Kings Ridge tonight, and they got Terry Crowder coaching over there. We got a couple of state championship coaches going at there tonight.
Well, Terry and I have been friends for a long, long time, and we talked, during the week and told lies and did all those things. And it was a really good game. Terry's done a great job with that program at Kings Ridge, and he's done it in a hurry. And we were 7-7, right, almost going into halftime. And, the craziest thing is we broke one. We broke a long one with probably 30 seconds on the clock, went up 14-7. And then we were able to, pull away a little bit in the second half. But Terry's an outstanding coach and a really good friend. And those folks at King's Ridge, they're fortunate to have him.
And Coach, they're fortunate to have you, too, at Fellowship Christian. Well, you know, so I know you're not going to say that, but I will. But when you reflect back, and I don't even know if you do reflect back yet, but how great has it been to be at Roswell, at BT, at Fellowship? All those schools are very close to each other for the people listening that don't understand that. Just to be in that community for so long, at three places, all of them being successful, you know, it's got to just be a great feeling to reflect on all the years you've done all that.
It is. I can't believe it happened, Chris. I really can't. I went to elementary school a mile from where I'm, you know, right now. And my mom was in this community. My father was a pastor over in the little Crabapple community, which is about 5 miles away. And so our whole life has been here. And I never dreamed, you know, that I'd get to do this. Love being a part of the community. I love being in Rotary. We do a lot of service projects. And so I just feel so blessed and just thankful that God's, you know, granted me all this amount of time to do this. So, but it's good. And you know what? In the middle of all this, I think what hurts me more than anything right now is to see all this bickering between private and public, you know, and everybody's throwing their spear in the ground. And Georgia High School is a good thing. And if I can just throw one thing out there right now, we got to be careful that we don't burn down something that's been really, really good for a long time. There's got to be a way for us to find common ground and do some things. I talk to Hal Lamb about once a week, and, you know, both of us have been in public and private. And so I hope we're able to get all this settled without this thing splitting. I'm worried that it's headed that direction. I didn't mean to go there with all that, but, you know, we've got to take care of high school football.
I'm with you, Coach.
Absolutely, Coach. Yeah. We understand it. We understand it completely.
We've actually been on that subject ahead of time. We've been on that before it was cool. Yeah, it's we've got a great thing going, and there are some issues on both sides, but we need to we need to work together on that.
Absolutely.
Chris,
absolutely.
There's never been a compromise in this world worth having that both sides didn't feel like they probably gave up too much. And that's what people have to realize these days. You know, we got to quit making it about what we want and make it more about what the kids of this state need.
That's right.
And so we got some work to do. And people, you know, we've got a chance to do a good thing here. But we've also got an opportunity that can get away from us. But anyway, we'll see. I think that's coming up pretty quick. And I just pray that we can keep it together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're spending time tonight with Coach Tim McFarland, Coach Fellowship Christian. The Paladins are coming off a big win tonight over Kings Ridge Christian. Coach, what's y'all's tiebreaker in the region? I'm interested because we always I see you started laughing because you know where I'm going with this.
If they give me a choice, you know I'm going to flip a coin. And but I don't have a clue. Guys, listen, we're playing schools I've never played. I can't even tell you who we're playing from week to week. You know,
Coach, what is? I'll ask you a serious question. What's the biggest difference between coaching at Roswell, where it's the biggest classification, and I know you're at a really good school, but it is in the smallest classification. What's the biggest difference?
Yeah. Off the field.
Practice?
The number of kids. Yeah, practice. I've never, you know, we practice our ninth graders with us. I've never, ever done that before. And unless a kid was truly good enough, and usually that's an older ninth grader come up and contribute. So you got to pay attention to depth. You know, if you deal with injuries, it's you know, it can really change things for you. But, you know, the big differences are it's the numbers, right? The number of kids that are out there, the number of people in the fan base and all that kind of good stuff. But, as I told Todd Holcomb this week, I tell you what really has struck me, because now I've been at the largest classification and then a 5A middle classification and now at this, is the things that really matter in all this, they don't change. You know, number one, you got to get good coaches, and nobody around here ever talks about who's the head coach or the coordinator, but you got to have coaches that teach football. And once you do that, you're in pretty good shape. And then the next thing you got to have is that feeder program. Chris, you understand the importance of that, and that's where head coaches really need to spend a lot of their time and being careful who you put around those kids, because those feeder programs are, you know, that's your future. And if you'll invest in that, it'll keep you away from the free agent market that we see in high school football these days. And that's, you know, that's, I don't think that's good for anybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the recruiting thing that everybody points fingers at, that has nothing to do with public or private. That's got everything to do with people.
Yep.
You know,
that's
correct. And so it happens everywhere. But, you know, good assistant coaches make a difference. Feeder program makes a huge difference. And, you know, you get those things in place, the program's going to grow. And so that's what we spend a lot of time right now. We spend a lot of time on the field working with our 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade programs. And the response here has been terrific at Fellowship. It really has. We're very thankful to be here.
I'm going to steal that line, Coach, because you're right. It's very different logistically, but the stuff that matters is the same. It really is.
Yes.
We talk to people.
It is.
It really is.
It is, you know. You just focus on who you got and rather than who you don't have and go to work.
Now, Sam is telling me all these good coin flip stories you got. So you got to end with a good coin flip story or something.
Well, it's the greatest story of all time. And I tell you, we're losing a lot in high school football. Two things have changed it for coaches. Number one, you know, when you used to have to get up on Saturday morning mm-hmm. and go trade film, so you'd have to meet the coaches, eat donuts, drink coffee. You know, now that's all done online. It's become so impersonal. The shame of that is you lose the ability to get to know coaches.
That's right.
From around the state, you know, when you don't meet like that. But we had a playoff game, and Ricky Turner and I, we jump in the car, and we're going down to, you know, meet, you know, we've got Waco in a playoff game. So we're out on I-20 in a Waffle House parking lot. And Joel Ingram pulls up, and, you know, he's got a big truck, and I'm going to tell on Joe. He brought four people. It's just me and Ricky. And they brought their preacher. And I thought, well, okay. So they get out. We're in the parking lot. And everybody's kind of looking, what are these guys doing? And Joel says, I've got the coin. And I said, okay. And I look, and sure enough, I think he bought it. I think it was one of those weighted coins, you know, where it's supposed to be. And so he says, I'm going to call it. And I said, okay, but he said, what? And I said, I want your preacher to flip it. And he said, you know, he kind of looked, he said, okay. So the preacher gets the coin and he flips it. And I promise you, that thing hit dead vertical and bounced about a foot off the ground and it started rolling. And as it was rolling, here are 6 grown men bent over looking at this coin, and we're following this thing. It's like a snake. It's zigzagging on it. And it's slow motion. It looked like it was going to heads that Joel had called because he had a weighted coin. And so it starts to go. I swear, it hits the smallest little pebble and flips to tails. And I thought he was going to pass out. And he looked at the preacher like, that's your fault, you know. That's high school football, man.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We remember more. I remember more things like that than individual plays in the game and stuff like that.
Oh,
you remember the relationships with the kids.
Right.
And then the funny the moments like that.
Right.
But at the moment, seemed very serious. But you look back and laugh about it, you know.
You know, to your point, Chris, Joel and I knew about him. He, you know, we knew about each other. That started a friendship that has lasted for many years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, it's just the greatest thing in the world. But we've gotten really shallow on those relationships. Same thing, you know, college recruiting now. You remember the days where they'd come in and sit down and watch film with you, and now it's in and out. And, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we can get back to some of this good stuff. But to your point, I tell you, Chris, I'll tell you an advantage of being at a small school is you recapture some of that.
Yeah.
And you come from a great community, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I do, Coach. They're glad to have you, Coach, and they're lucky to have you.
They really are.
And we're glad you're still coaching. We're glad you're still in the game.
And you know something we're not talking about? This last win, the night's win, I believe for you, is 201.
Whoa.
Am I correct? Coach McFarland, you hit 200 last week, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Coach. Well, I mean, last week was 200. Well, I appreciate that, Chris. I really do, and it was all good, but, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're going to say. It takes a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches. But you got to be doing it a long time to get 200, Coach. So it's a little bit you at least.
Well, It's all good. That's all good. It's on the backs of a lot of people other than me, I can promise you that.
And a lot of people don't notice, Coach, but you won a bunch of games as assistant coach. I mean, you were an assistant coach a long time, right?
Yeah, I was, from 81 to 98. So,
yeah.
What's that, 17,
yeah.
18 years?
Yeah.
And may have been the best years of my life. I mean, you know, I got married to Kay at Roswell and had our children there. And my daughter was a trainer and son, a ball boy. And working for Ray Manus was what a blessing. And I had two or three opportunities that kind of fell apart. And that was God looking out for me, because I don't regret 1 year that I stayed at Roswell as an assistant coach. I learned so much. And now a lot of guys, you know, if they fast track out of there. And,
that's what I was going to say. How many people can stay 17 years and here he's won 200 games? You know, I mean, now we get coaches all wanting to do a day and a half and go be the head coach. You know, Coach worked 17 years assistant coach. So just a good story, Coach. I know I'm pumping you up, but I mean it. You know, it's a good story for you.
He deserves it.
We're lucky to have you.
You deserve it all, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'll send you a donation over here.
That is Coach Tim McFarland. Thanks so much for spending some time and finding a way to join me on the High School Scoreboard Show. I got you on there with me after all.
Sam, it's always great, man. I appreciate you and Chris. Thanks for what you guys do for high school football.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right, take care.
That is Coach Tim McFarland. He got a big win, and by the way, that was a great coin flip story he told.
That really was a good story.
fantastic stuff. All right, folks, if you missed it earlier, we're going to bring it back a second time for you, as always do, our school days guest. You may know George Lombard as the guy who played baseball for the Braves and is now a bench coach for the Detroit Tigers. We remember the time when he played high school football and was one of the best in Georgia, one of the best in the country. You're going to hear from him for school days coming up next. Right now, you're also hearing, that's the band from Washington County, the school that lost the coin flip. We're living that, folks. Sam and Chris, you listen to Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com. It's the High School Scoreboard Show. Listen to it everywhere on Odyssey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. It is your high school scoreboard show here on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. And Coach, it's that time
that
we look
time.
Forward to. We've had some great guests to come on and join us and reflect on their Friday nights. But most of them went on to play collegiate football and professional football. One has a gold jacket.
Right.
But, you know, we had a number of guys in the area who played on Friday nights and chose to go a different path, another sport. And one of those guys is joining us now. And, of course, Garrett Chapman is very fired up because he's a fellow Lovett alum. Want to welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show, George Lombard. George, welcome to the Scoreboard Show.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. Always good to connect with my roots.
Well, we're great to have you here and get you back on Friday nights. I mean, baseball, obviously, now these days you're working with the Detroit Tigers. With the Dodgers you were last year, and those folks are coming to town to play the Braves. So you got a little mixed emotion this weekend, right?
I do have some mixed emotions, but I had five unbelievable years out in L.A. and some people that really taught me a lot about baseball and took care of me. And then I had a number of great years in Atlanta, and that is my home. So it's I've just been very fortunate and blessed to be around some good people.
That's a great answer. I have to tell you, George, I've you know, I went to coach at Pickens High School about 10 years ago, okay? And I get there, and all they tell me about is how the best player they ever saw was George Lombard. I didn't know you at that time. I'm from Alabama. I hear your name. And then we play Nick Chubb. We won the game. We beat Cedartown. Nick Chubb's the running back. Like, man, that's the best player I've ever seen. Not as good as George Lombard. And that's what they keep telling me. We played Trevor Lawrence, not as good as George Lombard. So, man, you made in the 3 hours you spent in Pickens County, you made the best impression that even now, 30 years later, however many, they still talk about. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I find it funny that we're telling these stories because that was about three or four lifetimes ago, and I haven't really touched the football since. But I do have two boys that will humble me because they don't think I was ever fast. And they don't understand why I didn't play in the major leagues longer and why I couldn't do football. So they will keep me grounded all the time. In fact, I'm at a tournament in Jupiter, Florida right now. I have my 14-year-old playing up here this weekend, and then my 16-year-old had the tournament last weekend. So I'm traveling, doing daddy daycare, following the boys around now.
That's awesome.
That is. We're going to get back to that in just a minute because that ties into something else, recruiting, that we talked about earlier in the show. But I do want to remind people of the things you did at Lubbock. You're Parade All-American, USA Today All-American, AJC Super 11 player. And a lot of people thought you were going to go and play at the University of Georgia. How close were you to considering actually doing that?
I mean, I had signed the contract and everything, and Ray Goff was there. And then I had a number of people telling me, hey, there's a lot of teams that are interested in drafting you, and you can play in the big leagues. And I didn't know any different. And I was like, well, it's a chance to get a little bit of a head start and some money and get my education paid for. And I love baseball, so let's do it. But I had no idea what I was getting into. And unfortunately, it did work out. And I ended up having a few surgeries in baseball, and I was able to play for 16 years. And then parlay that playing time into a coaching career, and I've spent the last 5 years in L.A. and then now previously I was 6 years in Boston working for the Red Sox, and then I came back to Atlanta for a few months before I got the Dodger job, and then I was just offered the bench coach job in Detroit. So kind of going full circle, but it's Detroit's been a really good experience working with AJ Hinch. And we got some young, really good young players. We have some players from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Akil Badu is one of the bright young players in this game. And Nico Goodrum. And It's been a lot of fun coaching these guys. And I think we impressed some people this year, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah, folks, we spent some time with George Lombard, who's now a bench coach with the Detroit Tigers. But obviously, great, great high school days. If you think about those Friday nights, George, or on your team, because the region you guys played in at the time, I love it. You had some long bus rides, man. I mean, what was that like on Fridays for you? Because
I can my experience at Lubbock, I wouldn't want to trade for anything. I mean, I had some people there like Bill Raley, for one, was the high school football coach there, who was like a second dad to me. And I had Carolyn Jordan, was my guidance counselor, was a second mom to me. But and that goes for a ton of the teachers and coaches there. But Gainesville was one of our bigger rivals, probably. Then we did play Woodward, which was a class up from us. But I can remember going down to play to end our season 1 year. Was it my senior year, Washington County, down there with Robert Edwards and Demetro Stevenson. And they had, I think, eight guys going D1. And then Mitchell Baker may have knocked us out the year before, which was probably the best team my junior year. And that was the year Adam Nelson was one of our team captains, and he went on to play at Dartmouth. But the time there, that's a special place to play a football game on that riverbank, where there can't be a better high school stadium than that, be down on the Chattahoochee River and get a packed house. So it was some great memories of the school and the sports programs.
I've been there on some Friday nights when the fog has rolled in. That's an experience when that happens, right?
Yeah, I remember looking at film, and I'm returning punts, and you see the ball go up, and then you see it disappear, and then it comes back out of the fog. So some crazy things have happened there. I remember playing Crim there when it was a downpour, to win a playoff game to advance. A lot of memories there. I've since moved on to Miami, where my wife and my wife is from. So I never want to forget my roots, though. Atlanta is a special place.
Coach Robert Edwards, this team's up 21-14. Sam,
yeah,
Riverwood. Robert Edwards coaching a high school team down here now, George. So he's a
well. If you run
in
one of these interviews, please tell him I said hello. It's been a long time. Who other names do I run into? Josh Booty was my year, and Peyton Manning was my year.
And who were the top running backs? Who were the other top running backs your senior year?
So we had Fred Taylor and Fred Beasley. Fred Taylor went to Florida. Mm-hmm. Beasley went to Auburn. Mm-hmm. I had signed to go to Georgia. So there are a couple of Georgia alumni still pretty frustrated with me, but they got to understand the full picture. Smart was playing at Georgia when I was being recruited and going through the process there.
Wow. Yeah, he's having a pretty good season, too.
He is. Yeah, he's having a very good season right now. You might want to call him up and see if he can get some tickets, man. Tickets are hard to get up in Georgia right now.
I would love to take my boys up to a football game at some point. They've seen University of Miami play down here, and they think that's the greatest thing in the world. And I said, there is a place that draws a few more fans. the alumni might be a little bit crazier, and I'll have to take them up to a game up there at some point.
Now, Chris, he's mentioned playing a lot of different places, but one place he had mentioned is Westminster.
Yeah.
And they're the folks right down the street and around the corner from Lovett. And that's always a big deal when they play that game now. But you don't mention that.
Well, I can talk about this now, but there's no truth to anything. But there's a big rumor that Westminster would not play Lovett when I was there. They never did. So we tried to put them on the schedule a few different times, and they never did. And eventually, I guess Lovett now plays Westminster. But another great program. But I wish I did have the opportunity to play them when I was in Atlanta.
Well, from what I've heard about George and how good he was, I can't blame Westminster. I'd have been not trying to play him either. They said they kicked it. The guy at Pickens told me they told him, whatever you do, don't kick it to number 33. And they kicked it right between the 3 and the 3, right to him. he ran it back in about 4 seconds. He said.
We got some drama in the Lombard household right now because I have an eighth grader that's playing football, and he's a pretty special kid. He just hurled somebody the other day in an eighth grade football game. So I said, I did that once in high school. And but I haven't seen it done in a middle school game. And the guy was standing up tall. And my wife doesn't really want to play after this year going into high school. And they go to Gulliver. It's Gulliver Prep, which is a school very similar to Lovett down in Miami.
Yeah.
And, so it's another big-time program, football program, where Sean Taylor went there. That's probably the biggest name to come out of there.
Wow.
It's going to be a battle, I think, with my son if he's going to be allowed to play at the high school level. But he's a very good athlete, very good baseball player. And very good soccer player. And then my 16-year-old is committed to go play baseball at Vanderbilt. So another very good. I like to say he's just like me, but he's got a better swing. He's got better hands and a better baseball player.
Well, we talk of recruiting on the show a lot. So let's talk a little bit about recruiting, baseball or football. What advice would you have for someone? I mean, obviously you got children that you're giving advice to. But for people listening, they've got a son – and maybe even a daughter in another sport that's into recruiting. What advice you give them from your personal experience? Now you're a coach and you've got children that are involved with this.
You know what's funny? Like, a lot of the recruiting stuff is new to me because it's completely different than when I was coming out of high school. Like my oldest committed at 16 years old. So he committed to a school that he had never been to. And in fact, I'd never been to Vanderbilt. So it was during the COVID year last year. So the first time we saw Vandy was over the All-Star break when I had the 3-day break and I met the family there. So it is very different, but you got to find a school that you like and you got to find some coaches that you trust.
it's such a coaching is such a short-lived job at any level, whether it's college or professionally. You'd like to get a program that you respect and can really make you be the best person that you can possibly be. And that's for me, that always that needs to be on the baseball field or football field, and also in the classroom. And that's one of the reasons that we had to accept the offer with Vanderbilt, just because it's such a great opportunity for him to get an education and play sports.
Got a great program up there, and Andrew Jones' son is headed up that way, right?
Yes, yeah, and so it was great. It definitely makes me feel a little bit older, but last weekend was the big tournament in Jupiter here in Florida. I was with the top players, the 11th and 12th graders in the country down here in Florida. So I did get to see Drew Jones and Nicole Jones, and it was the first time that we've seen them in a long time. So he's a senior now. Maybe is it Westland?
Westland,
I believe.
Yep, at Westland.
Yeah. So he's. He's got a chance to go to Vandy, and I think he also has a chance to be one of the top 20, 10 or 20 players drafted in this year's draft. So he's a special player, and I guess you can easily believe that after watching his dad play.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a number of other people were here. I mean, I got to run into Marquise Grissom, Marvin Friedman, but you know the group in Atlanta, and especially dealing with some of the minority baseball prospects coming out of Atlanta, they've done a phenomenal job, and there's some very, very talented black baseball players, which is good for the game of baseball, that they're just giving the opportunity to go play college ball, and actually a number of these kids are going to get drafted. So I got to see some of these kids play, and baseball's got a bright future is what I can say.
Yeah, you got a kid, Daz Cameron, whose dad was a pretty good ball player too. From down on the south side of Atlanta, that's up there with the Tigers.
And he had he was kind of back and forth guy for us, but extremely extremely talented kid. I believe traded from Houston before I got to the Tigers, but he came up, hit a huge home run for us off of Hendricks when we were playing the White Sox and send the game into extra innings. But I'm looking forward to see him to continue to develop and become a superstar like his dad.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Well, George, always great catching up with you. I'm sure the people over at Lovett School are still quite proud of you, and I'm sure these guys up at Pickens County still don't want to see you show up.
I don't know. If it's been a while since you've been to Lovett, I did cruise through there when we were at a baseball tournament in Atlanta, and that campus, it was nice when I was there, but they've done some really, really cool things to the campus. So, please give my best to all my friends in Atlanta, I will definitely, when I get back up there, I'll have to come by and say hi.
Okay. All right. Great catching up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.